came back and went to the trucking business, and was
coffee, tea,
I think, ridiculous to me, because we have to produce those.
produced 33,000 barrels a day more than my rate. And within April, I produced 64,000 barrels a day above my rate. May 29,000 barrels a day above my rate. June 15,000. August 18,000. And then it comes August, that's when we had the hurricane down there. We produced 161,000 barrels less than the company's nominee. But I had a little authority by an act of God that I can give them a makeup on this. I give them a 6-month makeup on wells that are capable of digging wells. If they can't produce it, I can't give it to them. If they can't make this up in 6 months, I give them 12 months. Then we come down here, 63,000 barrels. Here comes another hurricane, lose 63,000 barrels. November, 78,000 barrels. December, 1,092 barrels. Then it comes February, we're missing 68,000 barrels. Comes I missed 71,000 barrels. I missed 113,000 barrels. But I'll make it up over a period of time. On here, from the U.S. gets shut down out there to check the wells. We produced 57,000, 49,000, 55,000, 62,000. Then we get back to normal. Here's where the Middle East situation came in. We were producing 27,000 barrels above the nomination. I was called to Washington. I met with 11 of your appointed officials, including Dr. Ladd and Dr. Cord, and they told me what was happening and what we needed, and they were afraid we were going to have a crude oil shortage as far as this one was concerned. I went back, raised the nomination to 56%, got that to 66%, I produced 51,719 barrels. Went to 68%, I could produce 92,000 barrels for the nomination. Went to 75%, I produced 104,000 barrels above the nomination. 75%, 123,000 barrels above the nomination. 75%, 130,000 barrels. Mr. President, that's 4 million barrels a month above the nominations. Now we come over to this side of the picture. This is the gloomy side. I'm very sure. This is the allowable barrels per day. In November of 1970, I set the allowable at 79%. We produced 2,219,258 barrels. This does not include Zone 4. Well, but this is going to take over. I come to February with the same nominations, only produced 2,108,000 barrels. I come to March, and this is a projected figure. I come up with 212,000 barrels. My projection is that since I've been at 75% from November, December, January, and February, and March, my production on the same wells, the same allowance, has dropped 206,000 barrels per day.
Mr. Speaker, I interrupt you again. Are you giving me very specific? This will mean something.
Well, that means,
you told me what they told you when the takeover came, how much additional oil they hope to be able to buy. They're already looking at it. I give no suggestion.
And Mr. President, time of production is not going down this place. But our problem is we are overproducing these vessels. They're coning in the water and they're sending up. And in other words, we can't keep them going at this big, this large rate of production. And we can go back and rework them, which we will do. And we will pick up some of this oil. But we can't produce that same rate of oil because they're coning some again. It's going to take 5 years to get this back. In other words, it just can't be done with the plant. And I'm going to show you why it can't be done with the plant. 1965, armies drilled new wells and large jet wells, averaged 502 permits per month in Louisiana. 1966, it dropped to 362. 67, 343. 68, 321. 69, 229. In 1970, 267 per month. A drop from 502 to 267 permits per month. That's how fast it's falling off. Now we come down to the oil well completions. In 1965, we completed 2,924 oil wells in St. Louisiana. 66, 1938, This is what you're talking about. Another thing I wanted to discuss with you, if I could ask you a question, was the prognostication they made on what the old boys can do. I saw figures from 150 to 250 pounds a day. It's a public record. I said they would produce between 25 and 40. So I asked
you. You're talking about 1,000 barrels. Arrange a meeting with the, so he doesn't have to run all over town. say.
That's not so. Let me just one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm not advocating, and I'm not representing the whole country. I'm representing Louisiana. Those brothers, when we was first started selling our lands down there, we had as much as $110 million in sale.
$110 million
On state lands. The highest sales we had brought in less than $100,000. The reason for that is that all the land we have left in Louisiana has been rejected 2 and 3 and 4 times. It's been up for sale. Nobody would bid on it. So in my opinion, that makes it 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th rate prospect.
Sure.
So they got to give us a little information on it, and they got the power. But that don't mean that that land couldn't produce. They could be wrong.
Sure.
The only people that are going to develop that land is the little the majors. Are not going to go out there.
Oh, I'm aware of that. You've got to
let, let me just go a little bit farther. When the depletion was cut from 27.5% to 22%, it didn't hurt the major companies. They couldn't spend that depletion line. They'd actually be killed if it was independent.
That's the reason that I fought.
And Louisiana.
But for Chicago, so cruel. So
Louisiana.
You know, how do you know? That's the reason for it. I said at the time that he had a vote to write it. He had a vote. Well, I pointed out to all those fellows. I said, look, the big company, they couldn't care less. Those funny, but they had ways to get around everything. But those little companies, that guy that's going out there, you know, and drilling a marginal piece of property, that can be like that.
Offer me one.